Indigo Girls was the first concert, live concert, that I ever attended. When I heard about this fundraiser, I was so excited.
And I had a natural curiosity. I admired the life of Lillian Carter. So when I heard that it was in association with the Dominican Republic, I took the opportunity right away.
You can't help but be touched by the enormous need there, but also what we can offer through the immersion experience.
The work that you are able to do in the Dominican Republic along with your professors, it was life-changing.
A lot of these communities don't have access to healthcare at all. So these small clinics that are set up are the only, you know, medical providers that they may see in, you know, maybe a year to 2 years.
What we saw in the Dominican Republic, the disadvantages that communities have based on the social determinants of health, was really important for me to see that and absorb all of it.
There are some hard times, there are some dark days, but that immersion trip really helped me to be able to find my why. It really helped me not to give up.
I want to see the experience continue for other nurses like myself, because you grow so much as a person by serving in these impoverished communities. So yeah, it means a lot.
It's a global effort, really. It's not just here in the United States or not just at Emory. It's all connected, but I'm really just happy that Emory is at the forefront of the immersions that take place in the Dominican Republic.
I think it's going to be able to change things from generation to generation.
Overall, I think it will give me a better foundation of who I am as a nurse and what I need to do for my community.
You know, I've been listening to their music for many, many years, and I'm a huge fan. So any opportunity that, you know, if I can partner with them for a cause that means a lot to me and to them, then it's a win-win.